This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Residents are moving into affordable housing at a new mixed-use development that includes a clinic in a largely Latino Denver neighborhood. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The project is in Denver's Elyria-Swansea neighborhood, which historically has been underserved. It includes 150 housing units at Vinya Apartments, the new 24,000-square-foot Tepeyac Community Health Center, and a fresh food market. The clinic and the market are expected to open their doors next year. Congress okayed $2 million for the $13 million health center. Democrats, but not Republicans, in the state's delegation voted for the final bill. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert has introduced a bill to require the federal government to study and fund fixes and alternatives to Interstate 70 through the mountains. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Mud and debris slides in Glenwood Canyon kept I-70 closed for more than 2 weeks last year. It was just the latest in a string of closures that can make traveling east-west through the mountains a royal pain. Boebert's bill would study and fund improvements to prevent closures and to give travelers more options. CDOT and local counties have already been looking into beefing up local detours, like Cottonwood Pass in Garfield and Eagle counties. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The University of Colorado Regents will host a series of public meetings this week on their choice for the next CU president. Todd Salomon is the finalist for the job. He will visit all four CU campuses to meet with students, staff, and faculty, and community members. The first event is this morning in Colorado Springs. More than 300 people were allowed to return home late Sunday after firefighters got control of a wildfire burning near Gypsum. The Duck Pond Fire was discovered Saturday and closed I-70 for a few hours. The fire threatened homes, but no structures have been lost and no injuries have been reported. Fire officials say it was human-caused and an investigation is underway. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.